the energies are intensifying. In the so-called outer world, and in the so-called inner world. We've spoken many times about this phenomenon, this reality increasingly so, wherein there's very little wiggle room anymore. That which we continue to energize, patterns that we continue to energize to run our energy through, or to allow lower, denser distortion patterns to run through our energy systems, to whatever degree, they're going to come up. And we've got to stand, not in the alchemical flame, but as the alchemical flame. And alchemize, and purify, and transmute. That is the primary work of the master right now. Alchemize, purify, transmute. Because you see, let's be clear here. The aspects of our human aspect that we allow to continue to indulge in these lower vibrational patterns, they are more susceptible to hijacking, influence, distortion, further distortion. And lo, we find ourselves potentially unwittingly feeding, as it were, supporting this darker, denser energy structure that seeks to do just that, feed off of, as it were, use, utilize, manipulate. So it is perhaps a bit of a heavier transmission today, but this is important. What feels important, and I've been feeling this for days now, almost this full week, what is needed now is we're going to do a clearing of sexual energy channels. Oh, that is such a massive energetic arena where hijacking is occurring. Manipulation. Meaning manipulation of us so that we stay in particular low vibrational bandwidths around sex and sexuality, sexual energy, to keep us spinning in low, dense little eddies, in stagnant pools rather than expanding and riding ocean waves of power, creativity, expansion, far, far, far beyond the very limited expression of sexual energy that we have been told is possible. Far beyond, of course, the genital sex, far beyond even the kundalini rising. There is so much more. And so today is not necessarily about the so much more, although I'm sure that we will explore that at some point. But we need to do some sort of nuts and bolts not gory details type of work, but sort of nuts and bolts type work around this. And clear as meticulously as possible. We'll see what comes up today. We'll just see what comes up today. I'm going to just trust, you and I can just trust that what comes up, what comes through, is exactly what you need to alchemize, purify, and transmute right now. Remember that what we are going to place our attention on, because I have a feeling this is going to come through like a bit of a list, as it were. What we are going to place our attention on, remember, as a master of light, remember that these are the things that you are, because of your attention, because of your anchoring in your master of lightness, and then by simply placing our attention on something, that is enough. So we don't want to shift into some kind of doing. The doing is not necessary. Not in the old way, anyway. We've talked about that before. Also, remember that even if these words, these points, and this list that I imagine is going to come out here, if it stirs something, if something comes up, hold a spacious perceptual set point. Hold an expanded perceptual set point. Do not go into identification with what might arise. But let's just say perhaps a memory or something like that arises. Allow it to arise like bubbles rising up. You do not need beings of light. You do not need angels with swords. You do not need anything like that. You are the master of light. You are the aspect of source consciousness, pure love, incarnate on this planet right now. And right now, we are beloved human aspects. Are sitting together, aligned together, holding our nodal points on this beautiful grid that you and I create because of this group. And we are all of us breathing in and out in unison. Yes, we are. And those light filaments now, they thrum with the frequencies, the vibrations of beings in full awareness of who and what they are at the highest levels. Hallelujah, that is you. That is you. That is you. Trust that. Clearing sexual energy channels and pathways on multiple levels. Wherever there is resonance within the physical body consciousness, all the way out into your biofields and energy fields, make yourself comfortable. feeling your beautiful body. Calming, soothing with the breath. With my words, you call these words forth. My words are called forth by you. You are what has caused me to sit here cross-legged with a candle. It is you. We are the fulfillment right now of one another's prayer. Trust that. Clearing the beloved body, clearing the beloved body consciousness. All of the channels in the nervous system. Energies and imprints of abuse. The physical imprint or energy signature left on your skin, in the nervous system, on the body of another. Where the body's deep sense or knowing or discernment was overridden, violated. Alchemizing, purifying, transmuting. The light that you are is doing the work. You, master, human, precious, beloved friend, you just breathe and relax. Alchemizing, purifying, and transmuting surgeries, medical procedures. The imprint of shame, where that is held in the body. Clearing from the channels, from the mental body, from the emotional body, from imprints of the neural net, images or imprints from pornography, this is a big one, and that one can actually infiltrate many, many levels of the being, also energy levels too. I think we're going to get to that a little bit more. So just allow that to ripple through. Images and imprints that connect sex and sexual energy with violence. That is an unnatural nexus point that was created and then very deliberately imprinted into us over thousands of years. Clearing, transmuting, alchemizing and purifying the images, the patterns that were imprinted, what you might have seen, heard of. again, just let that sort of ripple through. It's like waves, just washing them away, washing it away. Alchemizing images or imprints, programs around dark fantasies relating to use of sexual energy. Again, we could go into this more. There are sources who will go into this more if you wish to explore this, but this is a huge area where our energy has very much been hijacked. A lot of the images that you might have been imprinted with, they were not yours. They are not yours. They're deliberately created and broadcast to us. We don't need to know much more about that right now. Just know that in this moment, with our attention on it, you as a master of light, we as a light collective, alchemizing, purifying, and transmuting. Reclaiming now, calling back your energy from anyone else. Any misuse of sexual energy that you engaged in, or your energetic signature might still linger with someone else. Again, you don't have to do anything. Don't get into doing right now. Know that in this moment, yes, energies are going to right themselves in their configuration. There is no, it's not linear. There's not space and time. No little bit of energy is going to come zinging back to you from somewhere in California right now or something like that. Energies are going to right themselves. We simply have to place our awareness on it from this position of pure and authentic aligned power. Energies that someone else might be holding on to, clinging to of yours. Imprints, memories, ways that you might have engaged with them. If there's a sort of sense that they are holding on to it, then from your point of power as a master of light, we simply alchemize that energy bundle, that residue. Transmute it. And bingo, they are holding, if anything, they are holding an aspect of purest light now. That which you are, you've up-leveled every aspect of your being, wherever it expresses. You're welcome. There you go. That's what you can say to that person who's holding on to that. You're welcome. Now bugger off. Okay, sorry. You didn't think I was going to be serious through the whole thing, did you? Reconnecting the genitals to the greater vertical ascension pathways. That is a great trick that has been played on us, is making us think and feel that the sexual energetic experience and the movement of those energies primarily happens down below in our little nether regions, thereby training us to disconnect from the fullness of, there are much more expanded pathways just relative to the physical body, let alone the energy aspects of our being. And we have been quite handily encouraged to separate from all of that. Reconnecting that flow through all of your vertical energy pathways. Sanctifying, blessing, and loving every aspect of the genitals. The anus, the perineum, the reproductive organs, blessing, purifying, alchemizing, and transmuting. Unplugging from the source, the greater dark energetic source that is projecting these images very intentionally, that generates these images, these distortions, in order to hijack our sexual energy. So you can picture, if you want, just unplugging right from the source, as though those are the source that fuels those images in the mind that might arise. Imagine that like an old TV set, you unplug it right from the wall, and the image on the TV, it just disappears. You are powered by pure source energy. You are powered by pure light. Unplug. Alchemizing the hijacking, the attempted hijacking of the intersection between spirituality and sexuality. Where it has been hijacked, where it has expressed and played out in the lowest and basest of forms on this planet. Alchemizing, purifying. You are the alchemical flame. You don't need to go into it or feel into it. You just stand. You blaze as the alchemical flame. Alchemizing the attempted suppression and distortion of the innate beauty and power in each of the embodiments of masculine and feminine on this planet. There's beauty and power and perfection, gifts and wonder in each. And there has been a concerted effort, understatement of the day, to steer us away from that, to turn us away from that, to turn against one another. The beauty, the power, the perfection, the magic of the divine feminine incarnate in the female form, of the divine masculine incarnate in the male form. Blessing, blessing. And expanding, transmuting the attempt once again to keep us thinking very small, as it were, around the use of our sexual energy, the potential, the power, the expansion. This is going to ripple out now through the field. So your body, your mental body, your brain, your neural net, it's all registering this piece of information. It's going to make sense of it. It's going to be pulsed through your nervous system. In short, it's going to take a period of time for all of this to work its way through all of the levels and the layers of your human beingness. Now, simply become aware of your body, and all of the energy pathways of the body, and relative to the body, meaning the energy, the ascension columns, and all of this. So there's the greater energy field, of course, too, around the body. Just becoming aware of that effulgent with light. So what I'm saying is we want to perhaps move away from this idea of the body as being a vessel that then needs to be filled with light. So we've just done a quote-unquote clearing, and now we need to fill the vessel with light. Let's lean into this idea that the precious cell consciousness of your body is light. It is photonic light, it is plasma light, it is conscious. Shift into that awareness and behold the body of light. Behold the light pathways. I'm not even going to attempt to delineate, your expanded sexual energy pathways are here, here, and here, and they look like this, this, and this. Let's go beyond all of it. Because those would still just be concepts, to some extent, coming out of my mental construct. Just see yourself, know yourself, feel yourself, express your light self in the most magnificent way. If you see geometries, beautiful. They thrum with the power and the presence of Source right now, because that's what you are. They vibrate now with the music of the spheres and the field of pure potential. Because that is the firmament that you have sprung from. All of those pathways now blazing with light. The ones of the body, as it were, and the ones beyond the body. You are an alchemical flame. And you have just done some serious unplugging. So just be aware of that. Notice what might arise in the body, in the dream state especially. A lot of times we will process, as it were, energies in the dream state. Well done, well done. Good work, all of us. We all now deserve to go and eat a shit ton of ice cream. I love you guys.